Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hi, this is Michael Palermo. In this ongoing series on developing for Windows 8 in half the time, today we're going to discuss how you can get started using Visual Studio 2013 to create apps for the Windows Store, especially targeting Windows 8.1. Let's see what you have to do. So, of course, to really get started, you have to make sure you have the right development environment. So with that in mind, I'm going to put a link here on the screen. It's to aka.ms/81resources. And the reason why that link is important is it will give you everything. For instance, it even allows you to download Windows 8.1 operating system. And it also allows you to download Visual Studio 2013, among other development tools, and SDKs. So with that particular URL there, you know where to go download everything that we're going to talk about. But now what I want to do is get into how can we get started with Visual Studio 2013. So if you have it already installed, after you do the install, you can, of course, within the desktop of Visuals or Windows 8, say Windows key S to do a search everywhere, and just start typing V-I-S. And sure enough, if you have 2012 installed, it'll show, but I want to go to 2013. I say OK, and it opens up Visual Studio. Now, the very first time you open it, you'll get a series of other prompts suggesting what are your preferences for this and that. But for right now, we're just going to go right into what it would take to create a new project. So File, New Project. And in the New Project dialog box, you'll notice over here that I have different templates and samples that are highlighted. And if I expand that out and go to the JavaScript Windows Store, these are all the templates for creating, basically starting from scratch or with a brief template. Now, before I get into those, I also want to mention that they're samples. So for the samples, if I just click on JavaScript, look at all these different samples. They're online. A lot of them are targeting 8.1, which is what we are interested in. So if you see something here that is of interest to you, then it's just as easy as clicking it, downloading it, and having a fully functional sample to investigate the code. Now, going back over to the template types, one of the other project template types is under Visual Studio Solutions, and it's just called Solution. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call this Dev Radio Demos and say OK. And this creates a blank solution of which I can now add other projects. So I'll go ahead and do Add New Project, and that takes us right back to that New Project dialog box. And I can go right back over to JavaScript again, since that is our focus here, and look at all these various template types. Now, if you were coming from Visual Studio 2012, these are mostly the same, with the exception of the Hub app. This is a new app. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and add this one, because it allows us to have a different perspective using the new Hub control. So I'll go ahead and say OK to that. And it loads up the project in Visual Studio here under that solution. So the solution says there's one project and Demo Hub, and of course it's targeting 8.1. So just to show how you can run and execute this, I'll go ahead and hit local machine here, the little green arrow. This is going to run, execute it, and we can see what it looks like when it's run. So just a basic template. It's a fully functional app from the perspective of it's running right now. I'm actually guiding myself through and looking at some of this content. If I switch back over into Visual Studio and stop, I can showcase the fact that even in the JavaScript, let's say in this data.js file, which is where some of the, you know, quote-unquote sample data is coming from, just to show that the data binding is working, and I can go to an online picture instead of what they have here, I could say http://aka.ms/, and use a DR81 for .NET Radio 81. This is going to be a screen capture from one of those episodes. Go ahead and say save and run this again. And when I scroll over, you can see that these tiles have been updated to use those pictures in a data binding scenario. Now, of course, that's a lot of information we just discussed just to get started with the demo hub, but at least you understand how quick and easy it is to get into the project and start, you know, drilling into the code and the other details. So it's really easy to get started with Visual Studio 2013. You just create a new project, choose the template type that you want, or choose from one of the samples. In another episode coming soon, you will see how to do something very similar, but using Blend.